On 90.3 KZU, I'm David Whitrock. The FAA recently approved permits for the first commercial use of drones. So later this summer, two drones will be used to survey ice floes and migrating whales in the Arctic, as well as support emergency response crews monitoring oil spills. The potential use of drones beyond the battlefield was made clear this week at an event hosted by the Naval Postgraduate School. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Out near a runway in the dry golden hills of Camp Roberts, just north of Paso Robles, Richard Geiler holds a small four-propeller drone in the palm of his hand.
It's set what altitude you want it at. So I'll set it at like 80 feet. And then all I have to do is hit that button. And off it goes.
It's called the Instant Eye, designed by Boston-based Physical Sciences Incorporated, where Geiler leads tactical robotics. As it hovers overhead, Geiler looks down at a monitor showing the view of the drone's three cameras.
Now I'm going to drive it over to these woods over here.
Geiler and his team are at Camp Roberts as part of the Naval Postgraduate School's quarterly field experimentation event, where NPS researchers, private industry, and government agencies collaborate on emerging technologies. He explains physical sciences designed the Instant Eye for soldiers in the battlefield. It's something they could carry in their pack and put it up in the air to get a look on rooftops or over walls. But over the years of developing this technology, new potential uses have emerged, especially in the areas of emergency and disaster response.
We've discussed being able to bring a cell phone to somebody who's trapped someplace so that they can communicate with first responders, thermal cameras so you can look for someone in rubble or look for people in the forest at night.
In a world where controversy surrounds the death and destruction perpetuated by some drones, Geiler sees a lot of good that can come from drones like this.
I think the word drone has become kind of evil, but it really opens up a huge array of humanitarian, life-saving first responder capabilities that we don't have right now, and we'll save lives if we can use them.
Desiree Mattel Anderson agrees. She's the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Chief Innovation Advisor.
There are so many different uses for unmanned aerial vehicles, also called UAVs.
For example, Mattel Anderson hopes one day FEMA can use UAVs to communicate with each other to instantly put up a wireless network to restore internet access in an area hit by a disaster.
In disasters, what will happen is the bandwidth will go down or it'll be lowered because lots of people will be using it, or the internet connectivity will be completely gone. In those situations, it's really important to allow for some sort of communications platform.
Right now, one challenge in the world of UAVs is that each one requires one or more operators. That's where researchers like NPS's Timothy Chung enter the picture. He stands along the runway, a dozen UAVs lined up behind him. He's working on swarm technology, where one operator can get multiple UAVs to work as an intelligent group, whether they're searching for someone lost in the woods or trying to defend against an attack.
Rather than flying it manually like you would a video game, now you can basically say, hey, team, kind of go in this area. And, oh, by the way, don't run into each other as well, and be safe. Don't run into anything else, etc. And we can now allow our robots to be able to do that in the sky. So that improves safety, of course, but also allows the operator to do other important things.
So far, Chung and his team have managed to get 10 UAVs up in the air with just two operators. The goal is 50 each. While swarm technology is still in the works, the small Instant Eye UAV will be in use in the near future. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.